A Stone for Danny Fisher by Harold Robbins, narrated by Charles Leggett.
What man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Matthew 7:9. A Stone for Danny Fisher, Chapter 1. There are many ways to get to Mount Zion Cemetery. You can go by automobile, through the many beautiful parkways of Long Island, or by subway, bus, or trolley. There are many ways to get to Mount Zion Cemetery, but during this week, there is no way that is not crushed and crowded with people. Why should this be so, you ask? For in the full flush of life, there is something frightening about going to a cemetery, except at certain times. But this week, the week before the High Holy Days, is one of these times. For this is the week that Lord God Jehovah calls his angels about him, and opens before them the Book of Life. And your name is inscribed on one of these pages. Written on that page will be your fate for the coming year. For these 6 days the book will remain open, and you will have the opportunity to prove that you are deserving of his kindness. During these 6 days, you devote yourself to acts of charity and devotion. One of these acts is the annual visit to the dead. And to make sure that your visit to the departed will be noted and the proper credit given, you will pick up a small stone from the earth beneath your feet and place it on the monument so that the recording angel will see it.